Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, May 1st, 2021. Today he is talking about time as humanity experiences it and the stages in the awakening process. Nothing can forestall or circumvent the divine will. We are approaching the grand finale of this stage in your awakening process. It is not the magnificent and most wondrous event of the Great Awakening in all its glory, but it will be the most exciting and uplifting event that humanity has ever experienced. You may be wondering what I mean here, because we have for quite a long time been talking of humanity's Great Awakening, and I have not previously mentioned that it is happening in stages. Initially in order to encourage and uplift you all, as the awakening process commenced a number of decades ago, those of us communicating with you from the spiritual realms did not mention that there would be stages in that process. This was because you were only starting to come out of an extremely deep and eons-long sleep, where the dream reality, the game of separation in which you had been engaged, still seemed very real. And so a very major event that was to occur very soon was necessary to start you enthusiastically on your awakening path. Nothing has changed. The Great Awakening is moving forward beautifully, just as divinely planned, and will be the last stage in humanity's awakening process, when all make the final choice to terminate the human separation game, which has led to so much pain and suffering for all who chose to undergo it. To fully awaken to reality, your complete and full knowing, understanding, and experiencing of what it is to be one, knowing and experiencing the oneness of being Mother, Father, God, requires much preparation, because your choice to be human was a choice to experience the most intense form of separation that you were able to conceive of, and it has at times, as you will doubtless agree, been extremely intense. The choice to experience separation by seemingly moving away from that divine state, even though actual separation is totally impossible and did not occur, was a choice that is so completely alien to reality that it could not possibly be reversed until all that it entailed, the stuff that so many of you are now experiencing, acknowledging, thanking, and releasing, was utterly dissolved so that not even the slightest memory of that experience was retained. That is what karma is all about, an acknowledgement of an unreal but extremely intense alienation from Source and from one another, which is then completely dissolved from your memories, leaving absolutely no trace whatsoever. Karma has been part of the separation experience from the beginning, and in each lifetime the karma that you have built up over numerous previous lifetimes is presented to you for recognition, acknowledgement, and release. Unfortunately, frequently recognition does not happen, because your egos are not very fond of having their failings brought to their attention for rectification, which is why you have undergone so many incarnations as humans. The grand finale is humanity's much longed-for move into heart-centered conscious awareness and out of the mindless state that your egos have been dreaming for you in an unreal environment of form and matter that has lasted for eons. The joy of realizing that it was only a dream and unreal will be far greater than anything, while cloaked in this dream state, that you might have imagined possible when you perhaps attempted to conceive what it might be like to be in heaven, in the presence of God and all the heavenly hosts. Heart-centered consciousness is the state in which, as humans, you feel only love for all life, knowing that you are one with all life, and in which you love and accept yourselves in your human forms, without any reservations whatever, knowing, as you most definitely will, that you are following your divinely guided path home to reality, and that all that occurs is part of the grand design you planned for yourselves before incarnating into form. Knowing this, and also knowing that you are constantly being sustained and assisted by your support team in the spiritual realms, with whom you can communicate clearly and easily at all times, dissolves all the fears and anxieties that being in form had previously involved. The grand finale is very close. Time is unreal, but seems extremely real to you as you live life in your human forms, even though you have all experienced it as moving sometimes at great speed and at other times as though it was not moving at all. This, if you chose to be aware, would indicate to you very clearly that time is what you make it, what you imagine it to be. In fact, you do manipulate it regularly. You just choose to believe that it maintains a constant linear flow that you can measure extremely accurately with your atomic clocks, that it is completely irreversible, and this is what the vast majority of you experience, thus proving to your satisfaction that you do understand it and its inevitable constant rate of flow in only one direction. Knowing this, you can understand how difficult it is for us to offer you timelines, accurate points of reference in time, by which you can know when the grand finale will occur. Very soon, very close, sooner than you can imagine, are all, from our perspective, very accurate and true statements. And of course, as we have told you so often, in truth there is only now. However, to tell you that the grand finale is occurring now would not be very helpful, so we choose to say soon, or very close, or in a little while, so that, at a deep level of your being, its imminence registers very positively and encourages you to continue setting the intent daily to be only loving whatever may arise in your daily human lives. We keep reminding you to do this because love is your true nature. But, living as humans in form, with egos that would like you to believe that they are your sole source of intellectual brilliance, wisdom, and knowledge, it is difficult for you to hold that truth in your hearts with complete certainty. You do need encouragement, and so whenever you call on us, whoever in the spiritual realms you personally feel a close affinity with and choose to address, answers immediately so that you know that you are not alone, can never be alone, and in that knowing, find the continuing motivation to lovingly maintain the intent to be constantly on your path to awakening. By doing this, you are, of course, assisting all of humanity to awaken, which is why you chose to be incarnate at this point in the awakening process. Know that you are most highly honored in the spiritual realms for the work you are doing, even though it may frequently or even most of the time seem that you are doing nothing at all, as you get very little positive feedback. So I want to assure you that your loving intent, even if you seem to lose it at times and move briefly into fear, anger, or judgment, is powerfully assisting humanity towards its divinely promised and ordained awakening. You cannot fail in this task that you set yourselves with divine guidance before you incarnated, so trust yourselves, knowing as you do that you are at all times divinely guided. Intend to enjoy the life that you are presently experiencing by focusing most of your attention on the fact that you are always precisely where you are meant to be in every moment, and by refraining from placing too much attention on those aspects that you dislike, the stuff that is arising for you to release. Remember, all will awaken because it is God's will, and nothing can forestall or circumstance the divine will. Your loving brother, Jesus.